I represent all the companies in the consumer technology industry in North America. And these are companies that are innovators. They are hardware manufacturers and designers. They are innovation and solution providers. So this is a very expansive industry, and we have over 1,200 companies. 80% of them are small businesses and startups. Many of them, if not all, rely on international trade to compete and to succeed. So we have a new administration that is very focused on upsetting the international trading system and imposing trade barriers on imports into the United States to promote a variety of objectives. So there's an incredible amount of uncertainty that we're witnessing based on every action that the administration has proposed or suggested or implemented since January 20th. And today is just the ultimate example of that uncertainty. So go back a couple of days. We didn't know this was going to happen. I mean, we thought it would, but the Trump administration imposed a 25% tariff on all imports from Canada and Mexico on Tuesday morning, 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time. Within that 25% for Canada, it's a 10% tariff on all imports of energy and energy products, including critical minerals. Today, because of how the markets reacted and because so many companies said to the administration, this is harmful to our interests. We might have to close down plants. We might have to let people go. We cannot access the imports that we need, the inputs or the finished goods. The administration decided to negotiate a slight exemption from those tariffs. And these are tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. It's never been used before to impose tariffs. So this exemption was only USMCA qualifying goods would be exempt from the IEEPA tariffs. So not all the trade between Canada, the United States, and Mexico happens under USMCA. Some companies say, well, we're just going to pay the MFN tariff. Some of it's duty-free anyway, because that's what the law is for a given country. So for the United States, we have a lot of tariff rates set at zero. So this is very confusing for our member companies. On one day, they say, you have to pay the tariff. And 2 days later, now it's USMCA only. What's the next day going to lead to? So the administration is saying on April 2nd, we're going to move to reciprocal tariffs, not IEEPA tariffs. We don't know what that means. So it's impossible to plan for this. And it's impossible to shift radically from duty-free trade under MFN to a preferential tariff agreement like USMCA in a matter of weeks. It just doesn't work like that.
What does this do to any of your members who would be interested in making long-term investment decisions or maybe employment decisions where there's with so many unknowns, it must be very difficult for them?
It's freezing. Most people say chilling. I'm going to say freezing, mainly because you have to withhold any resources that you were going to use to hire or to invest in new product lines or to do business development or research and development because you think you're going to have to pay tariffs and big tariff bills at that. So I want to clarify, tariffs are taxes that importers in the United States pay to the U.S. Treasury. Other countries and other companies or governments do not pay those tariffs. It's U.S. companies and ultimately consumers that pay those tariffs. So there will be pain if the longer these tariffs persist and supply chains in North America, they're highly integrated. The reverberations through those supply chains will be significant and the pain will increase. None of this is good for the United States economy and the North American economy at that. I mean, this is an integrated market.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.